Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now is Professor Anthony Turton. He's a professor at the Center for Environmental Management at the University of the Free State. Very good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning to you and the listeners.
Professor, another issue that South Africans are trying to grapple is the fact that we have a water crisis. But this water crisis isn't just local, it's a global issue. How in South Africa do you believe that this crisis can be solved? But more importantly, is it solvable?
Okay, that's a very interesting question. So do we have a crisis, a water crisis? I say we have a water crisis only if we continue to consider water to be a stock that we use once and then discard as waste. In reality, water is a flux that moves in time and space. It's infinitely reusable. Therefore, the only crisis we have is not really a water crisis. We have a crisis of critical thinking. And more importantly, we have a crisis of an abundance of salt. We don't have a water problem. We have too much salt. That's our problem.
So what do we do?
Well, we have technology available. We have capital available. What we don't have available is government policy that accepts that water is a flux. So if you look at, for example, South African water policy, it accepts that that South Africa is a water-constrained economy. It says as much. And it accepts that water is a stock that you only use once and you discard as waste. So all we need to do is simply have an incentivized scheme whereby government says we accept that water is a flux, it moves in time and space, therefore we must now enable technologies. For example, your utility-scale desalination plants for all of the coastal cities, that suddenly takes all the pressure off the rivers that have been sucked dry by inland users. So remember, the planet Earth, two-thirds of the planet is water. One-third of the planet is soil, and that's where we choose to live, on the soil part of the planet. But two-thirds of the planet is water. We don't have a water crisis. We have a crisis of too much salt, and we have a crisis of critical thinking that won't enable us to put technologies in place to remove the salt from the water. This is our crisis.
So, Prof, in closing, when one looks at the groundwater contamination in the PWV or the Vol Triangle, when one looks at Cape Town at that stage where it was nearing day zero, and we've now seen that repeated again in some of the metros in the Eastern Cape, do you think the president should now be taking us all into his confidence and telling us what the government has planned in respect of what could be a critical, critical crisis?
Well, the answer to that is yes. You know, we live in a democracy, and democracy is supposed to be transparent. And your civil servants are servants. They work for the people. They're not bosses. The people aren't there for the civil servants. The civil servants are there to serve the people. This is the important part of it. I've been working for the last couple of days in the Karoo, along the Olifants River. And what's fascinating there, I've been working with a team of engineers and other specialists. And we've been doing water quality sampling all along the river. And we find it's quite clear that the water is so saline in the Olifants River. This is a river inlet. The water is so saline that if you continue to irrigate that water, you are destroying what irrigable land is left. But the groundwater is generally of a better quality. The water coming up from the mountain tops is of exceptionally high quality. So we've got to understand that water is not just a volume. Water is also a quality-related issue, and water is also a distribution-related issue. But ultimately, it is an infinitely recyclable resource, and all we need now is for government policy to start embracing that, and we're going to see it probably happening in the energy space the moment that government says that Eskom can no longer be a monopoly, that they start embracing renewable energy, because renewable energy is also a flux that moves in time and space. So energy and water are both fluxes, but guess what? The third flux that we have on the planet is capital. Capital also flows just like water does, and it always flows to a place that it can get the best return. So if we can have that policy pronouncement that we are not water constrained, we are constrained only by the abundance of salt, and we are constrained only by our inability to think critically.
Professor, thank you so much for your valued insights.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Professor Anthony Turton is a professor at the Center for Environmental Management at the University of the Free State, and he's chatting to us about whether our water crisis is in fact solvable.